So, the Mishnah Vayitim, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin, Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveri. If someone rents a house to his friend, Hamaskir, the landlord, Chayev, in the following. He has to provide a door, Bedeles, a door for the front, and in place, Beneger, that's a kind of a beam that you slip along the threshold at the bottom that locks the door from the inside. Bemanel, that's a lock from the outside. So when the person leaves, he can lock the door. Anything that requires a craftsman to make, it's the landlord's responsibility. If it's not something that requires a craftsman to make, so a soicher will say, then the tenant has to make it. Reuven rents a house to Shimon. And animals wander into the courtyard, and they relieve themselves, and the zevel fertilizer falls on the ground. Most of the time, the owners of behemoths don't go to collect the zevel from someone else's field. So who gets to keep it? It did have value. Farmers needed it. And the answer is Shel Bala Bayis, the owner of the chatzer. In other words, the landlord. And the reason the zevel is his is because of a halach of kinyan chatzer. My courtyard can be kind of something for me. Now again, we're talking about outside behemoths that came in. If the behemoth belongs to the tenant, then the zevel belongs to the tenant. Now there's a type of zevel that does belong to the tenant. And it's the only type. The ein l'seicher. The seicher has no schus in any type of an offshoot or something that could have value, ella only in the ashes, hayoitza that comes out min hatanur u min hakirayim. If you remember from Masechta Shabbos, tanur is an oven, it's open from the side. Kirayim has two holes on the top of the pots. But either way, the ashes, which also can be used to fertilize things, that belongs to the tenant. And only that, bilvat. Now, they actually used to often keep the oven in the chatzer. Remember, it needed an outside place with a ventilation. If not, you needed a chimney. So it was quite common that the ovens would be in the chatzer. However, when you rent someone a house, it came with an oven. So the oven was the property of the tenant, more so than the landlord. So a behemoth that comes in and just leaves zevel on the chatzer, that could belong to the landlord. But the ashes of the oven, that belongs to the tenant. So once again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if you rent a house to a friend, anything that requires a craftsman, the door, the locks, that's the landlord's responsibilities. If it does not require a craftsman, it's the tenant's responsibility. If an outside animal comes by the chatzer, the zevel belongs to the balabayas. The ashes from the oven belong to the tenant.